Parsha Shoftim. Shoftim v'shoytim titim lecha b'chol sha'arecha. One has to place dayanim and officers to make sure that people do things correctly. B'chol sha'arecha. Rashi says b'chol ir v'ir. Machleksim, Gemara, Midrashim. How much exactly includes Rashi already in the next Rashi, Shvatecha, Shevet, Veshevet. Rambam, I think, adds in Pelach, Pelach, which means each province, each country, each city, many, many, many different things about how exactly it has to be done. And good, there are many halachas of the Sheitrim and Sheitrim. Rabbi Yerucham, Mashgiach Rabbi Yerucham, used to say, you know, we have to do with this. You know what this is negev to us? Sheftim v'sheitim titen lecha. In you, I'm starting El now. A lot of the next few parshas will have a lot of shaychas, hopefully, that we'll be able to, lessons for us to take out of it. Titan lecha, and just like we're saying that all the mefarshim are trying to work out how many exactly need, where exactly need, how to work it out, has to be done, things have to be done correctly. So it's over here. You have to put upon yourself certain guarding things. You have to pretend that you're an outside person looking in at yourself. Does this look right? Does this look right? Just like we're saying there, so too, each part of yourself, each part of your life has to be examined. A very, very prominent point to start off the parshas of Elul with. Okay, fine. So that's what it says, they have to judge. It says, "Mishavtu us on mishpat tzedek." Pasha pshat. That means that they have to don the people mishpat tzedek, a righteous judgment, a correct judgment. Rebbe von Hamburg said, perhaps I can explain a little bit derech drush that. It says, "Mishavtu us on mishpat tzedek, judge righteously," and then it says. Tzedek, a couple of pasuk two later, tzedek tirdeif, to run after righteousness. So he said that perhaps he could say, first you have to get riches and your money, b'mishpat, has to be righteous, has to be clear, has to be clean. Afterwards, you could go give tzedakah, you'll be able to go give tzedakah correctly. Like if the pasuk says in Yishayah, like we say on the Tanesim, shimru mishpat vasu tzedakah, guard mishpat, and then give tzedakah. And so to the Beis Halevi says, at the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, that it comes before Parshas Truma, which means we're trying to say here, first, I mean, you can think of it nicely, which is that you do things righteously, you do things b'mishpat, then you'll be able to give tzedakah, right? This is that fine. But what also is brought out of it is that only give tzedakah if first you're doing mishpat. Fortunately, there are many, and again, anything that we're saying on other people, we could definitely apply to ourselves as well in some part of ourselves. But there are unfortunately many, many stories about many, many people who are living well beyond their means, living a picturesque life. And one of those things, part of the fad is you have to have your name on a lot of things. You have to give a lot of tzedakah. We don't, says the Beis Halevi, already from a couple hundred years ago, we don't want that. We don't want that. You know why Mishpatim is before Truma? Because you have to have Mishpatim, then come please give to the Mishnah. So that's what we're saying over here also. That's what we're saying. He wanted to say that Vishavtu I saw Mishpat Tzedek, and then you can worry about Tzedek, Tirdek. Run after righteousness. Okay, fine. This goes also for places that honor such people. You have to be very, very careful what image it projects. It will twist the words of Chachamim. It will blind them. Chafetz Chaim said, we're not talking about some backwards guy, who knows what, who's with the crooks and everything like that. We're talking about the biggest tzaddikim. The Gemara is full of these ma'asim. History is full of these ma'asim. Even not so long ago, Gedolim are full of these ma'asim. And even so, the Sheikhad, the bribery, even of a kruta, of a small 25 cents worth, can blind an eye. The Chazanish was Masbir, that this is a chayk. Try to figure out, no, I'll be able to get past it. No. This is a chayk. It would be usher to Moshe and Aaron, and Moshe and Aaron would also get blindsided by it. And so too, he connected that the Psul Karv Badin also is not mitzad mishpat. Oh, stoma, they'll be megan on one another because they have shaychis. Atzachak, even Moshe and Aaron would have a psul korva of relation in Eidos, and that's what we're saying over here as well with the blindsidedness and kol shekain, how that applies to us in daily life, that we have to make sure we're not getting blindsided with certain things. But this is going even when the tzaddik is coming to the din, Torah, of mitzvah, of danning, and shtelling his halacha. Even so, he's not allowed to take. It says, "Lisita halacha asherah kol eitz." You cannot plant an asherah tree. The Gemara says, "Amar shlakish kol maimin dayin sheina hogin kil maimin asherah." Anyone who sets up a judge who is not hogun, he's not the best type of guy, it's as if he planted an asherah tree. Which is, oh, how's he getting this? It's coming from the smichas hadvarim, because we were just talking before about dinim, about judging. So we're saying over here that the smichas is telling you this, that it's next to each other, is equating it, that if you don't listen to these psukim, and it'll be as if you planted an asherah. What does one have to do with the other? Reb Chaim explained that just like an asherah of avodah zarah, it's not nicker. We can't tell at all that it's not really a good tree, that really it's avodah zarah dicker tree. Yet, it's a big, 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 big problem. Very big problem. Gimel chamuras and all the bad things of avodah zarah. So to a talmid chacham that's not hagun, must be very, very careful. He might look exactly the same. The frock, the beard, the up hat. It's very, very imposing. Like, this might be someone to take up. No. If you are mimed him, it's the same thing, and you got to be extremely, extremely careful. Many stories already of how in the late 1800s, when the Chayvetzion going into the Tzionim started, the real Tzionim, who don't belong as a part of Klal Yisrael for what they did, those people also looked exactly the same as all the Rosh Yeshiva and everything, and one has to be extremely careful. The Medrash, that's what I was saying before, I was trying to look for it at the end of this year. I think it's a shtickle famous thing. It's famous enough. Oops, this was Bamidbar, apologize. It's famous enough that I even thought it was Targum Sheni and Megillah, whatever, because I thought that's where it's discussing, maybe it just brings it down by the Megillah stories or whatever on the Megillah tapes. But anyways, the Kisei of Shlomai, his throne, had six steps, and by each step, the steps or the animals on the side, I forget which exactly, would call out six phrases from this parsha having to do with Din as Shlomo ascended. It said to him, I'm assuming, again, I don't have the medrash in front of me, I apologize, Lisata Mishpat, you're going up here to Dan now. Make sure that you don't sway the judgment. Lisakir Panim, don't give recognition to anyone. Lisikach Shecha, don't take bribery, and so on and so forth in these psukim. It says, one of them was Lisita Elcha Asherah. Well, what does that have to do? Good, we just explained that if you don't Dan Hagan, then you'll be like an Asherah. The Pella is that it says, it also said about Lisizbach Lashem Lekech Sharva Se Asher Yeboimum Kol Davara, which is the next pasuk right after this. It says, don't shecht anything to Hashem that has a mum. What does this have anything to do with judgment? So I actually don't have down here who it's from. I just realized when I was looking this up that I think it's brought down B'Shem the Ramshik, that he said that if you look in the Rambam actually in Sanhedrin, I think it was Dal Tesvav, says someone who is Mimane that appoints a Dayan Delay Miley, who's not a good Mayan, Vaisatayas, and he ends up making a mistake, it's Kemaktish Balmum Lehektish Shen Kedusha Chal. Just like when someone is coming to give something either to the Beis HaMikdash for his own carbon, when someone is trying to be Maktash a carbon, he's going to bring an oil, a chatos, a shlomim, and it has a mum, and the Kedusha will not work at all. So too, this din totally doesn't work, says the Rambam. What does that have to do with anything? The Noisei Kalim, those Mepharshim on the side of the Rambam, say the Rambam's coming from here, from the Shaykhis. What exactly is the Shaykhis? So I saw that either it was Ramshik or it was Rechim Echashtern who was bringing him down, I just saw, said that because if he is not a good person, he says, if you have a psul in the nefesh, if your inside has something bad in it, definitely there's something wrong with the outside of you. Something wrong with the outside already putting you in a prominent position of dealing with Hashem's Am, that is already like a carbon. and then has a mum, which is not good. So too, it's like you're not good at all. Okay, but very interesting. Interesting that it's not just, okay, you'll say a nice medrash that somehow had to connect up. So the Rambam, Halacha Sefer, brings that down, that the Dayan is like a Bamum. Okay, fine. Okay, Al Pi Shnayim Edim. Right, the Torah says that you have to have two Edim. So there's a mice with the Gain that you had two witnesses, right? How does it work? I never learned Sanhedrin exactly, but it seems to me that you call them each and separately. And then you, the Dayan, figure it out together. So other people had heard what was going on. And after they both walked out and the decision had to be made, the Vilna Gaon said that they're liars. So everyone said, what do you mean? We heard it. They said exactly the same thing. Said the Gaon, that's exactly the point. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, "Im nimtzu divrei mechavnim." If it comes out that they're saying the same thing, then it's Eidos. What's nimtzu divrei mechavnim? What do you mean? I mean, what does it have to say it like that? Maybe it's coming to say a chiddush. They said the same thing. Zok the Gaon, no, because no one is going and saying exactly the same thing. This one sees it his way with his kinach. This one sees it this way with his kinach. They saw the same Isa, and it will be enough to get an Eidos going. That's the Nimtzu. But if they're saying exactly the same words, that means they rehearsed it before, they planned it, and that's how they know the liars. And Kacha, they got them to admit that they were Taka liars. At the beginning of this parasha, it says, Al Pishnayim Eidim Oishleisha, right? Pishnayim, using the mem at the end. And at the end of the parasha, it says, exactly, very good, Al Pishnei Eidim Oishleisha Eidim. Exactly. And the question is, why? Why is it? Why does it switch it? One second, just wanted to be able to say the pasuk. Where is it? One second. Oh, very good. Your test, Tesvov. Lokum Eidachot Beishul Chavan Chachatos B'Chokhet Shneiachot Al Pishnei Eidim Al Pishleish Eidim Yokum Dover. Very good. Says the Maral Diskin. This I couldn't find. I apologize. The Medrash at the end of Bamidbar. I'm guessing Parshas Bamidbar. Ba'akoponim, he says that Shnayim means Mamish. I guess because it's like a fuller word. It's trying to say it more stark, strongly. The Gemara Makkah says that if you have a case that you have one witness saw something happen from one window, another witness saw something from another window. They saw the exact same thing happening. It's good for money. If for whatever reason you need two Eidim to come together, for money it's good enough, even though they weren't standing exactly the same place, but not for killing. To kill someone, they have to be standing in exactly next to each other, both watching it from the same vantage point.
That's far anyways.
What?
Warning anyways.
Okay, so maybe they yell from the window. What's you saying? The one knows about the other ends. I hear. Akubana, he wanted to say, at the beginning of the parsha, like we said, we are Clark talking about Yumas Hametz. We're talking about killing. Therefore, it says Shnayim, that they have to be exactly the same. Well, obviously, like the Gaon before, not the same words, but that they're standing in the same place. But at the end of the parsha, later on in the parsha, we're talking about money. So there'll be Shnei Eidim, as long as it's basically two, meaning that it could be made up that one guy was over here, one guy's over here, and as long as they saw the same thing, it would be good enough. The next part of the parsha talks about Soim Tosim Alach HaMelech, the din of a king. We know that a melech ain't, even if he's meichel and is covered, ain't kvadim machel, it does not work. Why? Because the drasha is soim tasim alach melech soim. You have to make yourself fearful of him. Place him upon you, however exactly, whatever terminology you want to use exactly, be fearful of him. So therefore, if he's meichel, if he forgives his covenant, no, don't worry, you don't have to get me a drink, you don't have to push my chair, whatever it is, don't worry about it. The question is, what's the difference between a king and a rav? We know by Torah Tam Chacham Kvoidei Machal that if he is Moichon's coming, oh, don't worry, I'll take care of myself, then it works. So B'chaim V'Loshner explained, all of us, all Yidden are B'nai Malachim. Right? What's it called? How many times does Hashem tell us that Yisrael Am Segula, Akoinim Malachas Gai Kadosh? We're extremely, extremely high and exalted in this world, clapping the rest of the world. Therefore, what's the mila of this guy, this regular guy? What's his mila above us? Only the fact that we place him above ourselves. That's the only mila he bets him has over us. So him saying, no, don't worry, you don't need to place me above yourselves, that just made his kingship get lost. Masha'enkin, a Rav, his mila is because he has the Tyra, or more Tyra, all the Tyra, whatever it is, enough of a status, and we don't. So him being Michael is covet, it's not taking away anything. The fact is, he'll still be with the Tyra, and we'll be with less. So therefore, a Rav will be Kvaydei Machal, Masha Enkin. A king wouldn't be Kvaydei Machal. I don't have this written down here. I thought I did. But I thought that there's some stickle that's supposed to be connected to this when you handle this, by Shmuel and Shaul or David, I don't remember who, there was something, bo nechadesh hamelucha, the pasuk says, come, now let's go there and rebuild mechadesh hamelucha. The question is why? And I think, if I remember correctly, what it's saying is, no, because the people hadn't given him covet. I apologize, I forget if it's David or Shaul, they hadn't given him covet, so in effect, that sort of took away the kingship. Therefore, you needed to be, let's go put him as king over us again. Again, the same aside, that the only way a king is better than us really is only because we're putting him above ourselves. Otherwise, we are all b'nei melachim. The Sheet in Ksuba, Staf Yitzayim Aleph, for Rabbeinu Yoni says that, oh, so maybe, you know, maybe it's over here, Taka. Maybe it's over here, because I see exactly. It's a mitzvah. They could be. They asked too fast.
That's why I start with Shaul.
But he's saying based on the pasuk, "Sayim tosim alechem." But you're asking a good trial. It's not really saying based on the Navi makes.
Hashem said he's going to be the Navi.
Wonderful, but it sounds like
we asked to have a king. We didn't put him as a king.
The one appointing, but the soim is an active that his yira should be upon you. How do you work that out? A tyrant can't make everyone fearful of him. It's the people have to want to shtel tzu and say, yes, you are above us. So if the king tells us, no, don't worry, I'll get my own tissue. Don't worry, I'll wait in line with all you guys for supper with the plastic plate and the plastic knife. That's taking away from his mila. He's losing his mila right now above us.
Well, maybe this is saying after, even if you have enough, he tells you to be king. After he becomes king, you own it's the same tussle.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Make sure you keep him as the king.
It wouldn't matter if you lower yourself in order to pick him
whatever
up.
Whatever you
so
have to do.
You can't ever be Michael that idea.
Right.
Whatever happens.
Hey, and like we said, we'll try to say
every
quite a few.
Was with a Navi? No.
What?
Every Malach was a Navi?
No.
No.
Not Malche Klal Yisrael.
Shmuel was a Navi.
Yeah, so.
I hear. But all Malchi David and Mashiach. All Malchi David and Mashiach. Malchi Yisrael, not necessarily.
Not
necessarily. Could be they didn't even have it all. Maybe one or two of them. Al Pia Navi, Al Pia Mitzvah.
Even the later generations had from a Navi? No.
What by all Malchi David? Someone, yeah, I think, yeah, they needed, yeah, they all needed Mashiach. I think it was a din. They all needed Mashiach. So what's called? We say slacho lono avinu ki chatanu mechal lono makinu ki fashanu mechal lono makinu ki fashanu. I thought we just said that melch shmochal kvade is ein macho. What's going on over here? And also famous kasha. We'll talk about this later throughout El. But just that the answer to that will answer the following as well. Why is Rosh Hashanah Purim Kippur? So the answer that the kvadei is only cannot be nimchal b'hoy v'lo asid. Right. In other words, right now, actively that we're in the act that he's saying, you know what? You see that he's walking to go get that plate, and he says, and oh, I'll get it for you. No, don't worry, it's fine. That right now was mevuzen eyes, but let's talk about l'sha'avar for a minute. Let's just say, oh, by the way, it comes out that I wronged the king 13 years ago. So him to say I'm moichel you is not, if you're exalting him right now, especially you're begging his forgiveness, but let's say you're giving him plates right now, you're giving him his tissue box, you're giving him his everything. By the way, I did say, exactly, it doesn't matter what happened previously. So that's why we're saying, in other words, we did something previously, Hashem, please forgive us. And that could be another reason why Rosh Hashanah is Purim Kippur, because first we're making him, he's our melech. Good. Now it won't be a problem for him to be Michael's. But if Yom Kippur would have been first, like the general kasha is, that don't we want to come clean to him? Well, he wouldn't have necessarily been Michael's because it would have been during the actual, because we didn't show yet that he's our king. That's why we have Rosh Hashanah first. We show he's our king. Then 10 days later, we can say, by the way, we did things. Please be Meichlas. And we'll speak out other reasons throughout the rest of El. Okay. Says that a Levi one of Nachla and Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is their Nachla. Chavetz Chaim said that used to be the mitzvah was you gave truvas and maestras to the Kayim because he was over in the Beis HaMikdash. Today there's no Beis HaMikdash. Today the Talmid HaChamim are the Kayanim. And the Trumas and Maestris are the Hachzakas HaTorah, that which we're able to uphold Torah. And I think, like Rabbi Friedman mentioned earlier this week in the Yarchei Kala, it doesn't have to be necessarily with money. It's coming to support a place with the word of mouth, whether it's coming to be there as well and give chizik to the place. There are many, many, many beautiful tzedakas in the world, said the Chafetz Chaim. But the ikker is that you're being mekayim, this inyan of being maimid kayanim with a Beis HaMikdash to continue the world. That's being machzik taira. There was the one who I heard the share from, there was a very rich gvir who said to him that Tishivis, I don't give like I give towards the Yena Machla foundations. That, cancer. Cancer. Yeshivas, I give this. We're not taking away. Chavetz Chaim himself has many, many svarim, Abbas Ches, whatever, that talks about tzedakah and loans and gemachs and all these beautiful things. But Lamaisa, the thing that's holding up the world is the Torah, and it's not for nothing that the Chavetz Chaim is saying that it's like Trumas and Maestras.
It's kind of the story, quick, sorry.
Yeah.
There was a hospital, they donated beds. So they made like an auction. This guy donated like 20 beds for the hospital. Very cultural thing. And then so the man walked in on the Chafetz Chaim stood up there and I gave him extra color. So I said, wow, how many beds did he get? He goes, he's creating that there shouldn't be beds.
Shouldn't be beds.
A lot more than giving beds.
Is there some ISA with him or someone later also is something? How many beds are you giving? He's worth 10 beds. He's worth whatever. Something about the Bachram, the Shtelim, that had money for yeshiva. I think there was some, maybe a play off that. Or, yeah.
Causing that there shouldn't be.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Yes, definitely, right? Okay. The Chavetz Chaim as well said that it says right here in the right before Chamishi or something like that, that you shouldn't listen to all the sorcery and all the different things. Rather, you should be Tomim with Hashem. Chavetz Chaim said, Klapi Hashem, be a Tomim, whatever Hashem sends my way. But dealing with other people, don't be a Lemela, said the Chavetz Chaim. Rather, you have to be like a lovin, he said. In other words, chas v'shalom, not treating other people like a lovin, but you have to be on guard like a lovin so that you do not get damaged. One should not go through life. Oh, tamim, I'm a tamim. No. Klapi Hashem, ruchni, go with Hashem, tamim. Whatever he does, I'm good with. Chavetz Chaim said, avada, he has to stand up for himself, and that will not be a wrong action. It's about what we were saying. Yeah.
Somebody approached me today and asked me, do we still believe that people can drive out demons?
I think it's a homachlikus. It was a homachlikus to Maran Levin on the Gedan, whether the Shadim still exist these days or not. There's definitely Maisim with, I think, the Dibbuk and the Chavetz Chaim. After that, I'm not sure, confirmed or not confirmed. But what's it called? Agav, what's it called? One of my cousins is a Pesach in Yerushalayim, so he's once in a taxi and to get extremely quick from the Mir down Shmuel Navi all the way, he had to get to Tara Har. So the taxi was going up Shmuel Navi and was going to hook a left to get weave through Sorotskin. So he was going through and he went through a light. And the taxi guy had one of, you know, the dice hanging on the mirror. Some little rabbit foot. No, not a chamsa. That might, maybe it would have been okay. Yeah, like some little rabbit furry foot or something like that. And he goes, like, he gives it a tap when they just made the light. Gives it a tap. Whatever, good. And then, and my cousin started screaming at him, you're being over Misurin Daraisa. You're giving as if there's kaiches to this good luck charm or whatever. And it's a very, whatever. I mean, there's Ganshe Shiram, what's it called? Belsky and others are very, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel mentioned one story right now, but what's going on is to be extremely careful what they attribute or whatever, that to not be superstitious, all these things, and many, many Shiram about it. Anyways, so there's a story with, again, the one who I heard the shir from, Rabbanish Dax, that I believe it was his mother, there was some mikubo that ended up in New York, and he and what's it called? Mrs. Dax, for some reason, ended up by the, what's it called? And the Mekobol tells her, your son is going to write a sefer, your other son or you something with kidney problems, whatever. So the kids are, the famous Shlomi Dax, his brother, what's it called, gets a nervous call from his mother, frantic, whatever. Is everyone okay? Healthy, whatever. Just literally freaked out for her life, like all these people do. And so he calls up Rebabish and says, well, what should we do? She's freaking out. I don't know. Yeah, believe, not believe, what should we do? So right away, he went to Reb Dovid Moore, a very, very extremely chashuv paisik in Ezes Torah. He's probably in his 60s. I think in Brisk they use this. No, it's an extreme Eloy from London, England. And let's go, the very, very chashuv paisik who knows everything. So he told him, first of all, don't worry. Don't believe it. But if you want, you should probably go to Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. You'd probably feel much, much better. And as funny as it is, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel knows Kabbalah and everything like that, but it's the Emissa. Since he knows Torah Shabbat, it's her shit. He knows all the... I'm not holding back. He knows all the Nigla, Mamela. He knows all the Nister. And he is one of the most against all these phonies who end up... Whatever, you go to him, you'll probably feel better. So he went to him, told him the story, and over and over and over, he kept saying, that don't believe these people who became from at 23 years old, they don't know how to learn a word of Gemara, and yet they sit doing Kabbalah all day, going around and scaring people and charging hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah. So, Bekitzer, and what's called, don't worry, it'll be Besede. He said, if you still want to feel better, go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, but don't go to this guy. Hey, what's it called? You might as well go to an Arab. Same thing going to this guy, don't worry, Aki, who's there. And what's it called? I think he has a ganza fan safer than Reb Yaakov Hillel that he put out against, what's it called? So the Olim should be aware not to get chapped up by the wrong things. Chatzar Shalom. What's it called? There is such a thing as Teres Nister. Could be there are many today. Taka holding there after the Nigla. But we're coming to Bilafuke, these people who are doing to the Kabbalah centers that have no shaykhs to Yiddishkeit. Okay. Okay. Ori Miklat. So we know that the Gemara Makkah says that the mothers of the Kainim Gedolim would give cake and different things to the, and give mezoinis to the people in the Ari Miklat, so they shouldn't daven that the son, the Kain Gadol, should die. What's it going to help? What's the cake helping? He needs cake. He wants to get out. He might be stuck here for only a couple days if the Kain Gadol is 90. But if the Kain Gadol is 30 years old, exactly, he's interested in the cake? Teretz is that, yeah, ain't a chanami, but lamaisa. The cake, the teeniest, teeniest bit, it's going to help poigim in his tefillah because already, what? Exactly, it's not as pure, it's not as whole. He's not holding fully. Well, yeah, it's famous. I'm sorry, I don't have here who's there, but yeah, what's it called? It's what everyone says. That you know, with the Rajva, whatever, the Emes Tefillah, Amon of Yassim, Lysana, that they daven for Emes because they know there's no one to save them.
Said that every year 15,000. Yeah. So why didn't the last 15,000? Because their tefillah was Emes. They knew that there's nobody else left. Right. It's either us. So they daven. Every year they also daven. It could be another 15,000.
Right.
The last year it was only them alone. So they daven so hard. It's the same
right.
Thing.
Right. So they over here. Over here. Even though how much do you think it is already? But you know what? In the subconscious, the teeniest bit. Oh. That good piece of chocolate babka. Exactly. That's it.
Huh?
Shoicha. Yeah? Yeah. That's what you're saying. The teeniest bit. Good.
It's a
small
bit, but you shouldn't take it.
Yeah. You have to prepare the way. They had signs, Mamish, Beferosh, all over this way, the R.A. Miklat. Yeah, you look in the little measure says, you see the big signs. Kasha is... All our rights, you saw you having signs just our mikla. Why don't we have signs for oily regel? How to get up to the base of Mikdash? You would think that's the biggest best thing that we would love. The Beis Yitzchok B'Shem, Reb Itzel Volozhiner said as follows: by oily regel bedafka, we want that everyone's being mesoved. Where's the way to the base of Mikdash? Where's the way to the base of Mikdash? You know what? There's more people here, and then you get more people going up, just like Elkanah, like it says, he went a different way every year to the Mishkan in order to get more people to come and be Oyla Regal. Mashayin Kena Hayreg. You don't want this guy around. You want him going straight through, being able to go straight through, and therefore we send him straight. There's Maisa, that there were two Gabbai Tzedakah who ended up in Radin. One was for the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and one was for something else over there that was not the best thing, especially in those days, not a good organization. Bekitzer, the one for that organization, as can be expected, like they did, was extremely successful right away. He was done, and he right away went back to Eretz Yisrael. And then Nebuch, this poor Choshev Yid, he's sitting, going around, whatever, and he came to Chavetz Chaim crying. Why is it fair? Chavetz Chaim said, no, devastations, you don't understand. This guy, Hashem wants out of here. He doesn't want him stealing his shittas and getting and cranking the minds of people, messing up people's minds with the not kosher ways of these people. So good, Hashem got his money fast. But you, especially, like, right, we know the way the Chasheva collectors used to be in Europe for the Chasheva Maistis, especially for the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, was always Chasheva people. Fakir, Hashem wants you to be around, to be able to spread Taras Eretz Yisrael, the Avir of Eretz Yisrael, so that they should be have some Hashpa on the people, and Fakir, it is a good thing. So it's over here, that's what we're saying, by the Oyla Regel, said the Chavetz Chaim, as well, we want them to be mashpia. Okay. The Meir Nevuchim, speaking about the Kohen Gadol dying for the Ari Mikla, what shaychus does the Kohen Gadol dying have to do? So Meir Nevuchim says, Lahashkit leiv goyel adam. Now the goyel adam can finally rest his heart when he sees that the only thing in the world, which he's been focused on watching that guy in Ari Mikla for the last 80 years, the only thing in the world is not just your relative. We know when the head of Klai Yisrael dies, and in this case, the Kohen Gadol dies, everyone is misavel. Certain halachas, I don't know exactly the Gemara, maybe Ma'ikan, whatever, but also the ripping the clothes. There are many halachas when the head of Klai Yisrael dies. So hopefully this will help him calm his sire. Mela, now the fellow in the Ari Mikla, the killer, can get out. That's what he says. Agav, you see from here how the Misa of a Gadol took effect on those mentioned in a way that it made such ashpa on this guy. Oh, I see, I'm talking, not the only person in this world who has problems and has tsar. Okay. Then the parsha mentions Egla Rufa. And they do the whole thing. You bring the egla, you're measuring, trying to figure out which city, the kayanim, your Daniel Shafchu, Kapra Lamcha Yisrael, Mamish, a whole thing going on. Why? So the Baal Taisis, and they're all coming really from the Bukhar Shar, says, why do you make such a whole person? Because this guy left his house. No one knows where he is, Be'etzim, if you think about it. In other words, the following doesn't have to be Be'etzim Mukhrach, but generally a case that you're not sure who killed someone could